Listen to this news. Cambodia and Laos signed deal to boost farm exports via border routes. Cambodia and Laos have established a new agreement to facilitate the movement of agricultural goods across their shared border, boosting regional trade ties and providing a quicker pathway for Cambodian produce to reach China. The agreement, signed in Phnom Penh, outlines concrete measures for the transit and transshipment of agricultural products via Laos. The signing ceremony was overseen by Cambodia's Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, Dith Tina, and Laotian Minister of Agriculture and Forestry Dr. Linkum Duansavan. Officials stated that the initiative reflects growing collaboration between the two countries and a mutual commitment to enhancing regional supply chains. As part of the agreement, the two countries will launch technical efforts to simplify border procedures and reduce administrative hurdles that previously hindered agricultural exports. Cambodia plans to optimize the use of Lao transport corridors to lower shipping costs and expedite delivery times to international markets, particularly China. During the bilateral discussions, Tina expressed satisfaction with the growing cooperation between the two neighboring countries, highlighting the significance of shared supply chains. The talks extended beyond transit matters, with both countries examining prospects for enhanced agricultural collaboration, covering areas such as fertilizer supply, seed development, and raising food quality and safety standards to comply with international requirements. Officials noted that this cooperation would benefit farmers in both nations and encourage increased investment in the sector. The agreement is regarded as a key measure in Cambodia's strategy to diversify export routes for its growing agricultural sector. It is also considered a practical step toward deeper regional trade integration, supporting Cambodia's export growth while reinforcing Laos' position as a crucial land corridor in mainland Southeast Asia. Policy and law: Trump warns of higher tariffs on South Korean goods.